My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip, if you want to bring joy to the world this holiday, do it with gratitude. In all the time I spend researching gratitude and positivity, I've talked to a lot of different experts, psychologists, neuroscientists, and Nobel Prize winners. But one of the most eloquent speakers on gratitude who I've ever heard is the Benedictine monk, David Steindl Rost. You don't have to be religious to believe in gratitude, though gratitude is a part of just about every religion. And David Steindl Rost actually speaks of gratitude in a very secular and global way. He talks about gratitude as something we do for ourselves, for each other, and to make the world a better, more peaceful, and equitable place. David Steindl Rost makes one of the most important points about gratitude ever when he talks about the connection between happiness and gratefulness. He says that most of us believe that when you're happy, you're grateful. But he says, think again. We all know people who seem to have a lot, really everything they could want, but they're not very happy. They always want something more or something different. And then there are the people who don't seem to have a lot or have suffered from bad events, and yet they seem to radiate happiness. Steindl Rost says that the problem is we're thinking about it backwards. He says, and here's the point, it's not happiness that makes us grateful. It's gratefulness that makes us happy. People who say that they're waiting for the right moment to be grateful are missing the real chance to be happy. When you bring the gratitude and appreciation to any situation, you're happier because of that every day. David Steindl Rost says that the greatest gift any of us have is this very moment and all the opportunity it contains. People often say that opportunity knocks only once, but he says opportunity knocks every moment, and it's up to you to take the gift of that moment and turn it to happiness. That sounds fine and pretty straightforward. But when things aren't going well, when we're stressed, or even when we're just rushed, it's hard to see each moment as an opportunity. Steindl Rost has a solution for that too. if you want to be happier this holiday and in the coming year, he says to treat life as you treat crossing the street. Do what you tell your kids to do at every busy corner. Stop, look, and then go. You wouldn't dash through an intersection without paying attention and expect everything to be okay. So why do it with life in general? Instead of moving fast and trying to get to the next thing, truly stop once in a while. Look around, appreciate what's there, and only then move on. Many years ago, I got a job as the editor-in-chief of a magazine that at the time was hugely read. It gave me a major platform where I could publish meaningful and inspirational articles and even influence the national conversation. I had a big corner office, and my first day on the job was crazy busy with a lot of pressure from the start. But as I was leaving that day, or actually late that night, I stopped at the door as I went to flick off the office light. I thought to myself, "You have an amazing job now. You never imagined this. Take a moment to appreciate it." I stood there at the doorway for a really long time, looking around my office and trying to take in the moment and the full experience. I wanted to appreciate that moment without any stress or fear. I remember that well, and in part because I've had other times when I didn't do that at all. Years ago, I wrote some popular novels with my friend and co-author Lynn. Our publisher sent us on multi-city tours around the country, and we both remember going into one major bookstore where a huge poster of us was hanging from the double height ceiling. Lynn and I were talking about that the other day, and she said, "Why didn't we stop to appreciate it? We never even took a picture." These days, not taking a picture seems unbelievable, but her point was right. We were so focused on selling books, looking good, and getting our speeches to be funny and clever that we never stopped to say, "Hey, isn't this cool?" We do both have gratitude looking back, but if you appreciate the moments at the time, you get double happiness. You have the joy of the moment and the pleasure of the recollection. We all need stop signs in our lives, something to remind us to experience the moment and open all our senses to it. Surely a holiday like the one this week is a perfect time to stop and listen, to appreciate the moment and be grateful, and to imagine the gratefulness we would like in future moments. David Steindl Rost says that people are becoming more aware that a grateful world is a happy world and a grateful person a happy one. So on this holiday week, stop in the midst of the holiday baking, tree lighting, and gift wrapping, and just take a few moments to stop, listen, and be grateful. Take this holiday as an opportunity for gratitude and a gift in itself. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with more ideas on how to add gratitude to your life and make this holiday week a little brighter. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.